Chapter 9. It was almost 6:30 when I got home. The rumble was set for 7, so I was late for supper, as usual. I always come in late. I forget what time it is. Darry had cooked dinner. Baked chicken and potatoes and corn. 2 chickens, because all 3 of us eat like horses, especially Darry. But although I loved baked chicken, I could hardly swallow any. I swallowed 5 aspirins, though, when Darry and Soda weren't looking. I do that all the time because I can't sleep very well at night. Darry thinks I take just 1, but I usually take 4. I figured 5 would keep me going through the rumble and maybe get rid of my headache. Then I hurried to take a shower and change clothes. Me and Soda and Darry always got spruced up before a rumble. And besides, we wanted to show those socias we weren't trash, that we were just as good as they were. "Soda," I called from the bathroom, "when did you start shaving?" "When I was 15," he yelled back. "When did Darry?" "When he was 13. Why, you figuring on growing a beard for the rumble?" "You're funny. We ought to send you into the Reader's Digest. I heard they pay a lot for funny things." Soda laughed and went right on playing poker with Steve in the living room. Darry had on a tight black T-shirt that showed every muscle on his chest, and even the flat, hard muscles of his stomach. I'd hate to be the soch who takes a crack at him, I thought, as I pulled on a clean T-shirt and a fresh pair of jeans. I wished my T-shirt was tighter. I have a pretty good build for my size, but I'd lost a lot of weight in Windricksville, and it just didn't fit right. It was a chilly night, and T-shirts aren't the warmest clothes in the world, but nobody ever gets cold in a rumble, and besides, jackets interfere with your swinging ability. Soda and Steve and I had put on more hair oil than was necessary, but we wanted to show that we were greasers. Tonight, we could be proud of it. Greasers may not have much, but they have a rep. That and long hair. What kind of a world is it where all I have to be proud of is a reputation for being a hood and greasy hair? I don't want to be a hood, but even if I don't steal things and mug people and get boozed up, I'm marked lousy. Why should I be proud of it? Why should I even pretend to be proud of it? Darry never went in for long hair. His was short and clean all the time. I sat in the armchair in the living room, waiting for the rest of the outfit to show up. But, of course, tonight the only one coming would be Two-Bit. Johnny and Dallas wouldn't show. Soda and Steve were playing cards and arguing as usual. Soda was keeping up a steady stream of wisecracks and clowning, and Steve had turned up the radio so loud that it almost broke my eardrums. Of course, everybody listens to it loud like that, but it wasn't just the best thing for a headache. "You like fights, don't you, Soda?" I asked suddenly. "Yeah, sure," he shrugged. "I like fights." "How come?" "Well, I don't know," he looked at me, puzzled. "It's action. It's a contest, like a drag race or a dance or something." "Shoot," said Steve. "I want to beat those socias' heads in. When I get into a fight, I want to stomp the other guy good. I like it, too."
"How come you like fights, Darry?"
I asked, looking up at him as he stood behind me, leaning in the kitchen doorway. He gave me one of those looks that hide what he's thinking, but Soda piped up. "He likes to show off his muscles."
"I'm going to show 'em off on you, little buddy, if you get any mouthier."
I digested what Soda had said. It was the truth. Darry liked anything that took strength, like weightlifting or playing football or roofing houses, even if he was proud of being smart, too. Darry never said anything about it, but I knew he liked fights. "I'll fight anyone, any time, but I don't like to."
"I don't know if you ought to be in this rumble, Pony," Darry said slowly.
"Oh, no," I thought in mortal fear. "I've got to be in it." Right then, the most important thing in my life was helping us whip the socias. Don't let him make me stay home now. I've got to be in it.
"How come? I've always come through before, ain't I?"
"Yeah," Darry said with a proud grin. "You fight real good for a kid your size. But you were in shape before. You've lost weight, and you don't look so great, kid. You're tensed up too much.
Shoot, said Soda, trying to get the ace out of his shoe without Steve seeing him. We all get tensed up before a rumble. Let him fight tonight. Skin never hurt anyone. No weapons, no danger.
I'll be okay, I pleaded. I'll get hold of a little one, okay?
Well, Johnny won't be there this time. Johnny and I sometimes ganged up on one big guy. But then, Curly Shepherd won't be there either, or Dally, and we'll need every man we can get.
What happened to Shepherd? I asked, remembering Tim Shepherd's kid brother. Curly, who was a tough, cool, hard-as-nails Tim in miniature, and I, had once played chicken by holding our cigarette ends against each other's fingers. We had stood there, clenching our teeth and grimacing, with sweat pouring down our faces and the smell of burning flesh making us sick, each refusing to holler, until Tim happened to stroll by. When he saw that we were really burning holes in each other, he cracked our heads together, swearing to kill us both if we ever pulled a stunt like that again. I still have the scar on my forefinger. Curly was an average downtown hood, tough and not real bright, but I liked him. He could take anything.